Now, let's talk something that's been close to my heart over the years, and let's talk Doctor Who. It was announced back in January that Peter Capaldi would move on from the iconic role of the Doctor in Doctor Who. He was the 12th actor to officially play the time-travelling alien. And replacing him, and meaning that the Doctor will be a woman for the first time in the show's 54-year history, is Jodie Whittaker, as has been announced overnight our time. Now, if you're a fan of the contemporary crop of British crime drama shows, then odds on you watched the harrowing and brilliant Broadchurch, at the very least season one. If you haven't, you really need to. If you did, then you know Whittaker as Beth Latimer. She absolutely dominated the role as a grieving mother of a murdered child. She was also in the low-budget and extraordinarily clever science fiction movie Attack the Block, and I'll get back to that in a second because it's got a nice little touch to it as well. Now, Broadchurch has a surprising amount of connections to the world of Doctor Who. It's, of course, David Tennant starring in it. He had an incredible run as the 10th Doctor, and it also stars Arthur Darvill, who played companion Rory for the 11th Doctor. Now, Broadchurch was created and written by Chris Chibnall. He was the head writer of Doctor Who's spin-off show Torchwood, and he is taking over as Doctor Who showrunner for the next season and more, now that Stephen Moffat is stepping down. Stephen Moffat, long-time Doctor Who showrunner, and regarded as kind of why it took off in such a big way back in 2005. So huge changes for the show all round. Now, Whittaker is going to take over during the 2017 Christmas special. And she seems to be expecting a backlash over her being a woman and playing the iconic role. When talking to media about the news of the new job, and I'm quoting here, she said, "It feels completely overwhelming as a feminist, as a woman, as an actor, as a human, as someone who wants to continually push themselves and challenge themselves and not be boxed in by what you're told you can and can't be. It feels incredible." She goes on, "I want to tell the fans not to be scared by my gender, because this is a really exciting time, and Doctor Who represents everything that's exciting about change. The fans have lived through so many changes, and this is only a new, different one, not a fearful one." Sadly, a quick look at social media shows that while people are definitely backing her up, there's more than the expected backlash. One of the great lines I've seen on Twitter was that for every guy who says he's not going to watch Doctor Who anymore, five women think, "Wow, maybe I'll start watching Doctor Who again." I think it needed a big change. I was a huge fan. I think like many people my age, I grew up with it. It was the show. Doctor Who was terrifying. You'd watch it from behind the couch half the time because it was so scary. Why it was ever thought of as a kid's show is beyond me. It's really quite terrifying, some of the older episodes. I loved some of the new stuff, but I got to admit, I got bored in the last few seasons, and I've watched very little of the Peter Capaldi stuff. I think this could be... Well, look, I'm definitely going to come back and watch this. I think it's the refresh that the show needed, and it is one of those cultural touchstones, Doctor Who. I'm super excited to have it back in action. Super excited for Jodie Whittaker to take over. Now, I just mentioned Attack the Block before. If you haven't seen it, it's absolutely fantastic. But it also stars a younger and almost unknown at the time, John Boyega, who, of course, wowed everyone as Finn in the most recent Star Wars, the most recent official Star Wars trilogy series. And that means that Attack the Block has given us both a brand new Star Wars hero and a brand new Doctor. So if that's not reason enough to go watch it, I don't know what is. So Jodie Whittaker, the next Doctor Who in the long-running show Doctor Who. And I am keen as mustard to see how that comes out.